Moving on now. An Afghan citizen has been cleared for release from the US military's notorious prison at Guantanamo Bay after spending about 14 years there. The Pentagon has said in a statement that neither the detainee, identified by the single name Obaidullah, nor his family have any ties to extremists. US forces captured Obaidullah in Afghanistan back in July 2002 when he was about 19 after finding about 20 landmines near his home in Khost province. Obaidullah was never arraigned at a war court. His attorneys maintain that the mines were remnants of the war against the Soviet invasion. There are 80 prisoners still held at Guantanamo, including 28 cleared for release. Well, to discuss this further, let's go to London and talk to Dr. Masood Shahzadeh, head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Shahzadeh, the Afghan detainee who goes by the name Obaidullah has been cleared for release from Guantanamo. No charge or trial whatsoever. 14 years being held for nothing. There are many questions surrounding this case. The first one is that why aren't these detainees given a fair trial?
Well, this is the whole thing about the Guantanamo prison. The reality is a hellhole, is a black hole of injustice against common justice and international law. And the reality is that no one has been released without any, there's no accusations have actually been addressed against any of them whatsoever. The case, this particular case, is no different to all those before that have been released. The reality is that all these people, there was no evidence against them, there was no credible accusation, and they were held without any charge, without any reasoning. And this is why really what Guantanamo has stood for, it really is a shame for whole of international community and definitely for the United States. And if you remember Obama, when he came to power, he promised to close it. Now 8 years down the road, and we are no nearer to closing this hellhole than before, and really is outrageous that still people are being held there and without any real accusation, without any proof of any guilt whatsoever.
But of course, why has President Barack Obama failed on his campaign promise 8 years ago to close Guantanamo?
Well, there are different variation of why that happened, but the reality is that, United States doesn't care about injustice that is actually unleashing on international community and indeed on these individuals. And the reality is that no one cares, neither institutions like UN or any international court, or no one is there to hold United States accountable. And what makes it much worse is that because United States is doing it and is getting away with it, then we see the level of injustice and similar things is being implemented elsewhere in the world. The situations, what is happening in places like Bahrain and so forth, it really is an indication of legitimization of these acts by the United States, who is behaving so badly.
And of course, we know that 14 years this man, Obaidullah, spent in Guantanamo. How can these 14 years be compensated?
Well, the United States has not compensated anyone for these barbaric and these are not people who've been just held. They've been held in one of the worst conditions in the world. They have been in solitary confinement. They've been tortured. They've been abused. And there is no right of readdress. And up to now, not even a single one of those ex-detainees have been able to actually sue or get any compensation. Those who receive compensation, like the Guantanamo ex-prisoners in Britain, they got compensation from the British government, not from the United States.
All right. Dr. Masood Shahzadeh, head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission from London. Thanks for your time there, sir.